Hey everybody, so today I am going to share something really cool with you that kind of changed the way that I saw entrepreneurship and me becoming a full-time social media manager. We're just going to dive on in. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So let's go back to, I think it was fall of 2016, where I had this desire to become a social media manager, and it was a time where I was kind of a little bit nervous, to be totally honest. I remember I had one client. It was an hourly client, my very first client ever, and at that point in time, I felt completely like an imposter. You know, I'm not a social media expert. I mean, I know a little bit about social media, and it was this time where I was really nervous about the idea of starting this endeavor. If you can hear my engine revving, I'm not driving a go-kart or anything, but just heading to go run some errands. So there was this moment where I had to make a decision. Okay, Rachel, are you going to go for this? Are you going to do it? You know, are you going to finally step up and make this happen? And it was fall of 2015, I think it was. No, 2016. We're in 2018. Or is it 2015? Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, guys, I was scared. It was a really scary process for me because up until that point, I didn't really know any career entrepreneurs. I knew a couple from varying walks of life, but I didn't grow up in a family of all entrepreneurs. I had a couple of entrepreneurs in my family, but it was never something that was like a conversation. The conversation was always just like, you're going to go to college, you're going to get a career going, you know, you're going to save for retirement, all of those things. So it was this really big leap of faith. And I remember when I first started kind of the side gig grind and also working in an 8-to-5, and it was so exhausting. And there were so many days where I just was like, I can't do this anymore. And I remember one night in particular where I was trying to like wrangle a funnel together with lead pages at that time. And I just wanted to throw my computer out of the window. And I told my husband, I was like, I am so frustrated right now. Like, I don't feel like I can do this. And in that moment, I had this realization that what I was doing wasn't selfish. What I was doing wasn't for me. It was for my family. And if I could do this, if I could become a full-time social media manager, my family would benefit from the financial benefit. They would benefit from me having more time, being more positive and excited about life. Everything was going to benefit. It would just transform our family's life. So I decided at that time that that's what I was going to make happen. I was going to do it for my family. Now, a couple months later, when it was time for me to launch Social Media United, which back then had a different name, and actually the premise of Social Media United was initially going to be for business owners to learn social media, I was so scared because all I could think was, what if nobody buys? What if tons of people buy? What if people get in and they don't like my content? What if people cancel? Like, what is this going to look like? And all of this fear came around me, like all this doubt, like this idea that I have is never going to work. There was this realization that came into my mind, and it was a beautiful voice of positivity, but it basically told me that, and I know that sounds kind of crazy. Don't worry. I don't just hear voices all the time, guys, but it was an encouraging thought. You're not doing this for you. You're doing this for the people that are going to benefit from it. You're doing this for everyone else. And when I had that thought, suddenly I realized that if I didn't create this vision that I had, and yes, the vision's changed, but that initial vision that I had, if I didn't create this, there were going to be people whose social media suffered. If I didn't help business owners at the time to build their social media, they would never be able to be successful in the way that I know is possible. And, you know, Social Media United ultimately became for social media managers. And then it like really clicked. Wait a second. If I had to do this for my family, then there are so many other people who need to do this for their family. And if I don't get out of my own way, if I don't get over my fear, if I don't get over my doubt, if I don't basically, as harsh as it sounds, if I don't get over myself, I am robbing all of these people of the opportunity of doing this thing for their family. And suddenly it became bigger. It became bigger than me. It became bigger than my fears. When you suddenly discover, like, I have an obligation to do this, I need to do this, otherwise other people's lives will not be positively impacted. Whoa, that's pretty big. If you let your fear, your doubt, your insecurity, your uncertainty, your imposter syndrome get in the way from you doing that thing that you're called to do, it's not just you that suffers. But obviously, that's going to affect you too, knowing that you didn't go after your dreams. It's going to eat you away from the inside out. But there's more people whose lives will never be impacted because you just couldn't get over yourself. That realization was huge. And it made the sacrifice seem really small. Okay, so all I have to do is get over my fears and I'm going to help other people to realize what is possible. That was just this massive aha that I had. I owe it to the people that I want to serve to get over myself. Whoa, mind blown. And just like that, the momentum started for Social Media United. So I wanted to share that with you because it was something I went through and it was a big eye opener for me, and I hope that it is for you too. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you later on Social Media Secrets.